Adam Cook, the head football coach for White House, expresses admiration for Wildcats football coach Greg Owens and the way he runs his program. Coach Owens also thinks a lot of Coach Cook. Their two teams will collide at Prim Stadium Friday night. And I talked with Coach Cook earlier this week, and I asked him about this year's White House team.
We're very similar to you guys from what I've heard just in talking to, you know, Coach Owens, and that you guys are young. You know, he told me at one point he thought he might have 10 sophomores that he was going to start. We're similar. I don't know exactly where the number is on how many we're starting now, but I know we've got a lot of those rascals up that we're, you know, counting on to be playing some significant roles. Now, that being said, you know, we played, I think, an improved Texas High team. I think they're better this year than what they were last year. Coach Norton, his staff, do a great job of coaching them. You know? But to be honest with you, we had some opportunities in that game to have a different outcome. And with a young, inexperienced team, I think that's, you know, one of the things that what's going to happen is, you know, you're going to have to learn from those mistakes that you make. And, you know, that's what we did against Texas High. Turned the ball over way too much. Missed some assignments on defense and had several penalties. And you can't do that against a good, Texas High team and win. But we were able to learn from that. Of course, we played them Chapel Hill, in town, I guess, rival, if you'd say. We were all right here in the Tyler area, the Battle of Lake Tyler, and we were able to come away with a win. Now, again, with this young team, what we saw then was a team that was down 7 points, had been outscored in the first half, 21-14, and came back and flipped that and were able to put up 37 points because we started to execute the offense, didn't turn the ball over, and then made plays on defense, had an interception, which we, not had up until that point. So, you know, just played well and, you know, was to be expected for a young group. You know, the thing is now can we continue to put that together as we go into District 16-5A, and we've got one more, you know, battle, one more test, one more chance to prepare for district, and we're doing it in, we've got a good team that we're going to play. You know, so for our last game going into district, you couldn't ask for a better scenario for us to go into Gerald Prim. You know, playing at Sulphur Springs is a tough thing. It's tough to win there. Coach Owens and his staff do a great job. It'll be a good test for us to see how we do traveling, you know, that far. We played here at home and then playing at Rose, which is just like playing at home. So it'll be our first time to really load up on the bus and go out on a big trip. And, it'll be good to see, you know, how our guys respond to this young team.
KSST Sports.